Hello, y'all. This is Holy Water and Hellfire coming to you once again. You guys, we have Bruce Bell in the house today. He is Bruce Bell with Bruce Bell Media. You can look him up on Facebook. You can find him on Instagram. If you need photos taken, he's your guy. Hello, guys. This is Holy Water and Hellfire coming to you once again, you guys. We have Bruce Bell in the building. Bruce Bell, he's with Bruce Bell Media. You can look him up on Facebook and on Instagram. He is located in Houston, Texas. For all of you that need photos taken, you have special events, give him a call. He's your guy. Y'all tune in. We got something special for you. And five. Bruce Bell in the house.
Hey.
Bruce Bell in the house.
Hola, hola. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here.
And today we're going to talk about... What are we talking about?
It's this, we're going to be coming from a man's perspective, y'all. We're going to be talking about relationships, finances, divorce, booed up, booed and snickety up, booed and snickety all the way up. So we're going to be doing all of that today, guys. And we just want y'all to have a good time, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show, guys. So, Bruce, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite songs. Yes, I am in a relationship.
Okay. Mm, you are.
Are you in a committed relationship?
Yes, I am in a committed relationship. Yes, I am.
Okay, are you nervous? Are you nervous to say you are committed?
No, no, I'm just, I learned to condition myself to, you know,
to be committed.
Because she loves me.
You know what? Most men say that. Didn't we just have a conversation?
Yeah.
Men figure how they are going to be with a woman based on what they get from her.
On how she loves them.
Well, no, it's just that, you know, when you find someone that's willing to put up with you the way you are and accept you the way you are, that's what I say in love. But before that situation, you know,
I dated a lot.
Okay. So that goes into a whole other area. But before I met her,
you were kind of dating and just kind of out there, and you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Right.
I mean, no, I was a boy toy.
A boy toy. How about that?
Okay.
So let's talk about it. Okay. Let's talk about it. He was a boy toy.
Right. What is the definition of a boy toy?
You know,
I didn't know what a boy toy was until I was on vacation with a lady. And then, you know, when she was at, I think she had a timeshare or something somewhere.
Okay.
And so we showed up, and the person who, I guess, let us in, they said, oh, how you doing today, miss, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she said after that, oh, and then she introduced me, she said, oh, you have your boy toy with you.
Oh.
So I didn't know what it was.
So someone gave you that name.
Well, it's a term that everybody know. I didn't know.
You've never heard that term?
So at that time you were young. So I just laughed with them. So what's the definition of a boy toy? Boy toy is the person who makes themselves available to the women. Available to the woman's disposal. Yeah, so whenever they need to. So also a boy toy. So were you getting compensated? To be a boy toy.
Ooh, I mean, good question, Halfire.
A lot of times you're a boy toy for somebody who already got, you know, everything they need. They just need somebody, you know, to spend time with. Okay.
Come on in and
yeah.
just get
right.
it. Right. Let's get it on.
Yeah. So they ain't looking for nobody asking no questions or whatever.
Keep up with me, take trips.
Right. Yeah, let's that was season right. though. Right.
Yeah.
I did that. I did that, you know, all season. So I tell the young guys now, you know. Because now there's a lot of females who they got their own house, they got their own money and things of that nature. So they really all they need is
a boy toy.
Somebody who's available.
Yeah, a boy toy.
Be available. Bruce is available. Well, he was available. As you get older, you know, boy toys are not as valuable as you know.
Right, at a certain age. And then you got to know how to be a boy toy. So how do you know how to be a book, the guidelines, like, oh, you have to cater to the woman. If she say, hey, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, you got to be like, okay baby, let's do it. And does she pay for that, or do you pay for that? Well, if you're a boy toy, that's everything. These are decisions that she makes.
So if she said, I want to go to Jamaica, I just want somebody to go with me.
Okay, so you go on. So a male back in the male is for?
Bottom line.
Bottom line.
Yeah. So basically, when you're a boy toy, she pays for everything.
Yeah.
You do what she says. Right. You kind of like a puppet on show the thing. Show up, show eyes, give a pleaser.
Yeah.
Give her what she needs, what she wants, and desires.
Yeah.
Because she's fun.
Wow. I learned something new today.
So there are girl toys too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, girl toys, yeah.
I mean girls can be girl toys.
Girls can be girl toys.
I mean, they know, but you know,
they're
more known for doing that.
Yeah, that's the norm.
That's a new thing.
So normally, when you're a boy toy, is it usually with an older woman or someone within your same age range? When
it's always an older woman.
It's always someone who's seasoned and who's financially well off.
Yeah, the older woman is always going to choose a younger guy.
Right.
Yeah,
because he's more available. He don't have really, like, you know,
responsibility.
A job.
We have a job. All the boys are going to get a haircut. Put on the boys' clothes. Get your hair cut. Look good, feel good, let's go. Oh my God. So that's the younger. That's really going on.
So that's how you get, you know, excited about the gifts and the motorcycles and all that type of
stuff. Oh, okay. Okay.
Motorcycles, that's a big gift.
That's a big gift.
You got it.
I kind of sound like to be a girl toy.
Right. I want a bike.
After a while,
Why do you think that there are so many single black females
right.
today?
Well, I just think they're just accustomed to a certain lifestyle and that they're not getting right now. So I think that's the reason why, you know, the majority of it is a problem. Yeah, because of if you're accustomed to a man treating you such type of way, and then I think you continue to search for that.
Yeah.
And then you don't feel that bored. It's kind of like, you know.
When they're not getting it, they just rather just move on and be by themselves.
Right. And so it's a combination of things, you know.
Yeah.
And then the value too as well, because I tell people all the time, back in the day, women had a man, even though they knew he had other women and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he brought the check home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the thing. He brought the check home.
Yeah, he paid the cost to be the boss.
So she had to put up with that option.
Yeah.
What was our options?
Right. We didn't go to have any.
Because she didn't have a job.
Right, and that's the other thing. Yeah, back then, marriages lasted longer. Not that they were necessarily happy,
right.
But they had to deal with it. You know what I mean? Stay in it because women were not able to provide for themselves.
Right.
And the man was the sole provider.
Right.
And so what he said goes,
exactly.
Basically. Yeah. So, you know, you have people say today, well, you know, relationships, marriages just don't last like they used to back in the day. Well, I kind of disagree. Mm-hmm. And I disagree because the situation was different. Back then, men made the money and took care of the ladies. Now the women are making the money.
So and they don't want to take care of the men.
And we don't want to take care of the men.
Right, because that's not the way we were designed.
Right.
That's not how it should be.
That's not. And so my next question, that brings me to my next question. Do you think that women are too independent?
No, there's no such thing as too independent, but it's just like, I mean, this is the way it is. And every time I say, you know, every time I hear women when they say that, it's not, you know, that they don't feel like they should take care of a man or help a man or whatever. You know, I hear all different types of terminology.
Right.
To which I do understand that, but I'm looking at the numbers, you know. It's just a lot of men who do need that help. And all I can do is go back to, like, the word and, you know, that type of stuff. I mean, you know.
So what the word got to do with the
men? The word say.
What the word
got to do? He said us help. He didn't say he said y'all don't help.
See, now, y'all got that misconstruction.
Okay, good. Let's get it right. Let's be clear.
Y'all got that misconstruction.
Let's clear it up.
And let me just say this.
You know, I hear men say that all the time. So, you know, I'm going to go theology on you, right?
Okay, go ahead.
So, what the Bible said was the man was to provide and to take care of the wife, mm-hmm. right? The wife was to submit to the husband, and then he was going to rule over her. That was the curse after right. they did what they did.
Right, right.
But he was going to work the ground and provide for
right,
his family.
Right.
And he didn't say nothing about the woman providing because God didn't even create our bones to be able to work as hard as y'all do.
I ain't never say provide. I'm talking about help. I stop with the word help.
But see, when you say help, people that say help now be talking about finance.
No, it has nothing to do with finance.
So what is your definition of help?
Help. I mean, just honestly. Believe
supporting, me. Pushing.
Help.
Because we are the vision.
Better man.
Yeah, we are the vision. And the woman births the vision out of the man. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and that's what we do. But then,
and that's what I realized myself. That's why I had to make some, you know, decisions on my own, because I realized that's where the power comes from. It comes from the woman.
Y'all heard that?
Exactly.
Y'all heard that? From the woman. Y'all comes from the woman.
Yeah, we definitely pull out that creative side of the man and push him to do better, because with every successful man, there's a great woman behind him.
Exactly.
And most men that
are standing next to him.
And most men that we see who have what they have,
It's
because of the woman.
Yeah.
Because of the woman. And like you said, not speaking financially, because he may have the finances, he just doesn't know how to make the money move.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a situation where the woman is making so much money until, and they may have 3 kids and a house they're taking care of and stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, my thing is this, if the man is, if he's the one that's taking care of the kids, picking up from school, making sure they fed, holding down the house, making sure the house is straight.
He just becomes
all
house
type of stuff.
Right.
Take care. Well, I mean, you know, it's all type of terms, but it's like the money you would pay somebody to take care of
you. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's all about having that.
That balance.
So you think, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm just thinking that, and what works for that individual.
Right.
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 Because, I mean, because I understand y'all point of the man being a provider, but if you look at overall, times are different now.
It is.
Back in the day, it was physical labor.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
For the men.
Right.
That was the money. Now, if somebody make a, if a man is making a good living now, I mean, he's an athlete, he work at the plant.
Oh, he a dope boy.
Ain't no dope boys.
Oh, they all locked up, huh?
Yeah,
they locked
up. Yeah.
So they took away the hustles.
So, I mean, you know, the women now just got more opportunity,
more
they the ones who want the house, they want the house, they want the good job, and, you know, and so.
And I agree, and it's a system, too.
Right.
And we don't want to go too far off, but we understand that it was designed that way for the woman to be the provider to get rid of the man. Because when
the bad woman. Right.
Because with the transition into Section 8 housing, public housing, and all this stuff, when the white families had to do it, they allowed the man to live in with them. But then when the black families moved in, you can have as many babies as you want. But your daddy can't come. So then you're breaking up that family, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that I think had a lot to do with it.
So we as women were forced to get out and get educated, get better resources, make more money, because now we got to take care of these kids by ourselves.
Right.
At least that's how they want us to do.
That's what they want. That's the system.
Right.
And we understand that now. Yeah.
But we just need our people to understand that.
Yeah.
And stop having all these babies and getting on houses.
And leaving people's homes. Let me tell you something. Government assistance is a way to control you.
It is.
And we fight so hard for a monthly check. You know what I mean? And let's be honest, I had to do the monthly check. Right. Now, let me tell you, I had to do the monthly check.
Right.
But I did it for the period of my life when I needed it. And then I let it go. You got people retiring with it. Like, this is your time.
It goes down from generation to generation.
Right, hand it down.
Exactly. So back on track with Bruce Bell. Bruce Bell in the building, y'all. Okay, I have a question to you, for you. The role of a man, and I asked you that about today's society, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't really specific, but do you think that a man's job is to buy the house, take care of the family, take, you know, financially? Is that the way it should be? I know today's society is not, but some of us old school women feel like, hey, that's what I want. I want a man to provide and take care of me.
Right.
But I want to be able to work as well. But I want to work because I want to, not because I have to. Am I wrong for that?
Nah. I mean, no.
But you're not. Of wanting that?
But, I mean, it takes us back to what we just talked about, too. It's the job market. I mean, right now, I mean, okay, like, right now, the man I know that's around me who make money is either... they work for, you know, in a plant somewhere where they have to be gone. Or a lot of men right there, they going off.
Driving trucks.
And they working for like, they going for like what?
Month
and two at a time.
Yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
So the man's still not available.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson talked about that, you know, that time he dealt with the kids and all that stuff. He was like, you know, the parents are so busy and tied up at work, trying to chase the dollar until they don't have no time to put it to the kids.
And that's so true, because I've done that.
I'm as a single parent, you know.
And so once again, I say, later on day now, I told her, I say, hey, you know, we put our heads together. If you want to do something, if you want to do this or whatever, let's put our heads together. And don't just throw it on me. Don't make, you know, because... the woman issue, when a woman meets a man, or when a man meets a woman, he don't want to inherit
all her junk.
Her junk.
Her debt.
And vice versa, you said it both.
So somebody just, you know, you get with a person, you with them every day, you know, y'all got a relationship, then all of a sudden you fly the boot. Oh, baby, I got to do some work over here. I need
$10,000. Yeah.
And then the man feeling some type of way, because like, damn, I didn't really. Then the woman, guess what? She feels some type of way about that.
Yeah, because you're not able to do that.
Exactly. And she really starts feeling like, well, damn, I feel like I shouldn't be having to do this by myself if I got a man.
Right.
We do feel that way.
But you throw it on him like, bam. This is what I need.
In the middle of the night. Right. I need it tomorrow.
Regardless of his situation, regardless of what's going on with him, or regardless of what's going on with him. So that type of thing.
Right. And when we get stressed out and we don't want to have sex.
That's my point. But all that stuff is wrong because that's
that's wrong to put
the expectation on anybody to be like, that's why, you know, when I met somebody, I realized I had to, I'm not bringing no stuff in.
Yeah.
I'm able to take care of myself, whatever. I'm able to help you with, you know, long sit down, talk about, hey, baby, you know, next month, I want to do A, B, and C. But if you call me on the day of, we'll be like, you know.
Yeah, I need this right
even
now.
Even though, yeah. You know, we spend time together all the time, every day. We meet each other. We talk about stuff. Then all of a sudden, you throw something on him.
Right.
That y'all never even discussed.
Right. And let's just be honest. Like, nobody really has savings. Like, your savings.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody has a savings anymore. Right. Yeah. Because of the economy. We've had to go into our savings. I mean, life happens.
Right.
So the average man is making probably $30,000 to $40,000 a year.
Which is nothing.
So let's be real about that. But if you have, if a woman, because I tell a woman I'm dating.
Right.
If you have expectations, I need to know.
Right. Yeah.
Look at me and know, you know, make a judgment call and say, is this the type of man that can
do that with my lifestyle?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them. Don't look at me and be like, you know, you ought to know by now if I can hang with your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because I dated some, and I told them, I said, no, you need a different type of brother.
Right. Yeah.
Because
I can't afford it.
Because I'm not made up like that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not made up like that. So I be real, but they.
And that's good that you're honest. But you got some another episode.
They come in.
They be coming in.
And no cash.
Okay. But they act like they can do it.
And then
you get into it and it's like, oh, your credit score is 2.
That's because they're trying to impress you, they're trying to keep you up.
Yeah, but they don't really like you. They're trying to impress you. That way sometimes it's a good thing because I've dated women to where, you know, I said, man, maybe I can't afford this, but it motivated me to put more money into it, to have that drive and effort to go.
But wait, great question. You know what I'm saying? So that question and the question was again, I have a sex question for you. Uh-oh. <laughs> Yeah, how many times a week do you think a woman should provide sex for you, or you should have sex with your woman? Because sometimes it's women, we get caught up in life, we get busy with our kids, we get tired, and that's not on the forefront of our mind. But as a man who wants and enjoys sex often, what's the number amount of times a week? I'll speak for me. Every day. Every day. No, seriously, I got to work. Why? And I'm tired, I've been working all day. I got to go. But this is a good amount. What's a great sex life? He said every day. I don't think, if not every day, I don't think days is like, you know, I know for me, if you ask me a personal question, I deal with it from the opposite end. It's like you put me on the schedule. So it's like, I don't have that.
They put you on a sex schedule?
Women do that. Yeah, I know we have one because we're so busy.
Well, that's not because they're busy, because I'm busy.
Oh, they got it. I'm busy. Get in where you fit in. Get in where they fit in. Every day. So that's the thing. But I mean, I don't have no... But every day is a lot.
I've never really had to be like...
How many times have you come?
Like, hey, baby, we hadn't had sex, and, you know, even when I was married, it was her.
She was the initiator.
Because I was busy.
So she's been busy, like, baby.
You've been busy taking care of
me. But really, it's chemistry. If you got the right chemistry with somebody, you don't have to set days. I mean, if you got the right chemistry with somebody,
just be like, yeah.
It'll just be natural.
It's a natural thing.
Right.
I think when you put people on the schedule, it's like...
It's not natural. I like that. I never thought about that. I think they're draining. Ooh, y'all heard that. Y'all in the marriage.
The energy. If you're not with the right person, they could, like, if you have sex with somebody and then afterwards you feel like you got to recover and get yourself
conception be energy
type of thing. That means they zap you with your energy.
Right. Wow.
And they take it.
Not
over. So anybody I've been with, they always say they, you know.
But you gave them energy.
Yeah. Okay. I don't take it.
You don't take it.
Right.
Good one.
And then I can't be with nobody that takes either, so you gotta be about it.
Yeah. And I think that's the issue with relationships. There's not enough balance. So, going back to about marriage, you were married before. How do you feel about marriage now? Would you marry again? Do you think marriage is taboo?
No, I would marry again. But
you would?
Yeah, I would marry again, but, you know, life right now, to be honest with you, like I say, it's more about me and, you know, how you feel, how a person makes you feel. And some people say, you shouldn't be into that.
About feeling, but
it makes a difference. It makes a big difference on that part. So yeah, I would marry again, but right now I think it's
not right now.
It's
just in trouble. But do you believe in marriage?
I do believe in that.
Yeah.
I do believe, and I don't think enough couples are getting enough credit to for marriages. Mm-hmm. But that's just like, you know, I think we all know people that's married.
Right. Yeah.
Couples who doing well, doing good, that type of thing. And I don't think they get enough, like, recognition for what they doing, too.
Yeah, they
do. You see what I'm saying? Because I know some black families that's doing well. But I'm noticing that's not being talked about like it don't exist.
Well, that's because they don't want the black community to see the black families doing as well, because they don't want us to be together as a culture.
They don't. But does it appear that it's well? Because, you know, there's a lot of things that goes on in marriages that we don't know.
Right.
So it looks good. For instance, I had a client that was married 30 years. And she just came in one day and was like, I'm done.
That's true.
And I haven't been happy in a very long time. Right. But when people see us, we look good together.
Right.
We have the house. We're going on the vacation. Right. The pictures are nice. Right. The Instagram posts. Right. But I'm miserable.
Right. I'm so unhappy.
Right.
It's because then she says, when I married him, I knew I shouldn't have got married.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
And I think that's another thing. Right. We need to follow those red flags and those feelings, you know, those signs. If you feel like, okay, this is not someone I could spend the rest of my life with, don't do it.
Right.
Just don't get married. Just date. It's okay to date.
I think it's okay to date. And me personally, I do believe in marriages, but I don't believe that I have to get that paper signed, stamped, and sealed to say that I'm married to you. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, I do believe there's an energy, there's a connection. We're married here. Who says that I have to put it on this paper for the world to say that we're married?
Right.
Because somebody made those rules.
Yeah.
So why I can't just be married to you from my heart, from my love, because we're so mentally and physically connected?
And that is
romantic.
So I'm
saying you're married.
Right. That is romantic. So because if you go back to scripture, even back then,
there was no...
When you go into the woman, that's your wife. Into the woman, then that's your wife and he's your husband.
Right.
And so somewhere down the road, they came up with the paper and paying money and then the man is trapped. And then that's another thing. A lot of men are trapped in marriages.
Yeah.
I say trapped because they're trapped. They're trapped because you got paper and legal situations that keeps them trapped. Because I can't leave this woman that I'm clearly don't want to be with,
right?
But she can take half of my stuff. I have to give her the house.
I've got
to pay child support. Right. So then you have all these men who are miserable, and then they go outside the marriage.
Because there's so many married people that are not in love.
There's
so many people in love that can't be married.
That's true.
And there's so many other people, soulmates, that are married to someone else due to circumstantial situations, like Holy Water was saying.
You know,
I'm married to you because we have all these things we accumulated together, but I can't leave because
it's cheaper to keep her. And I'm tied to you because now you're an investment.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And it's a commitment.
So, you know, I want to go back to what Hellfire said. There was a question, and I saw this on Facebook one day, and I just want to piggyback on that about the soulmate. Okay. So a girl said, and she posted it, another woman's husband cannot be your soulmate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You got it? another woman's husband cannot be your soulmate.
That was her quote.
And she was saying, and she was saying that as a derogatory statement to try to make a woman feel bad about her, I guess, her feelings about this man that maybe someone was married to. But I disagree.
Oh, I completely agree.
And the reason why I disagree is if God put you and this man together first, for you church folks that's gonna go crazy, let me help you.
Break it down, holy water.
If marriage was orchestrated by God, right? It's a union that he designed, right? So God will have a person for you, he'll have a person for you.
Right.
But if you did not consult God before you went into that marriage, then how do you know that's your husband? How do you know that's your wife?
Right.
People get married for money. But people get married for the looks. People get, oh, she's pregnant. God, I'm married.
You know what I mean?
And so while they're in that marriage that was kind of forced, the person that they were intended to be with is missing out on their soulmate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We have to expand our minds and come out of the church, out the box, come out the box. Because
it's not like, even that, but you got citizens becoming a citizen.
Right.
They get married.
Yes, they become a citizen. Right.
So, yes, somebody can be married to another person's soulmate. And here's another one for those of you that don't agree with what I just said. You can have more than one soulmate.
You definitely can. And soulmates can also grow apart.
And they grow apart.
Right.
Soulmates can be seasonal.
Right.
Soulmates doesn't mean that I'm going to be with you today. Okay?
Right.
Because there's several people out there that's been married 2-3 times. And every time you got married, you thought that was your soulmate.
Right.
And it may have been.
And then it changes. Right.
So it's seasonal. You know, and soulmates, and another thing I was going to say was, when a person dies, God says, if we're married and you die, what am I supposed to do? That's the reason for me to go out and marry again, right?
Right.
So if it's only one soulmate, why would God allow me to marry again after you die?
Right. Right.
Okay, we're going to go and bring it on.
Now, but speaking of soulmates, a lot of people have the wrong definition of soulmates.
Yeah.
Soulmates are people who have on the same page, same mindset,
same energy.
You know, they want the same future. Soulmates is not about a feeling.
It's not about a feeling.
You love me. If you're on the same path and same direction in life, that's what a soulmate is. That's what equally yoke is. And people don't understand.
They think it's money.
Yeah. Why they think equally yoke is just love.
Yeah.
You know, just me loving you, you loving me.
It's way beyond that.
It's about where we're going together in this world as a couple. Because 1+1 is 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're soulmates. We're trying to grow together.
And then another perspective on that too as well, I know with me is, but I'm looking for that person, that one, I'm looking for somebody that's opposite to where we don't see the same thing. We don't see, because one thing I thought about and I realized is if I'm in a relationship with somebody and we both of us are looking at the same thing, and then eventually it's going to be a burnout.
So what you're saying is both of y'all,
y'all have to have something
in common, but have your own separate identity.
I need to be with somebody who see the things I can't see.
Yeah, be your vision.
So we don't need to see the same thing.
Yeah, be your vision. That's what she is. She's gonna push you.
Opposite, because I used to be like, because I used to understand that until I matured a little.
Mm-hmm.
But in time as I matured, I realized that I need to be with someone who see things I can't see.
Right.
Because I used to be like, we're not on the same page.
Right.
You know, we don't see eye to eye.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. But now I realize is
that's the value. Thing.
Yeah. It can be a good thing to see.
Different perspectives on different things. Right. I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
You have another question? I think I just asked the last
question. I'm going to let you go with another one of yours.
Okay. Do you believe in open relationships? Say, you're in a relationship and...
So, you got to give an example on that.
If you're in a relationship and even like your committed relationship and she decides or you decide, hey, you know, I love you, I want to be with you, but I want to see someone else, you know, Because you can love someone and still want to see someone else.
And it's just understood.
Right.
But I've had like friends and stuff for a long time where we had that type of a relationship.
But would you do that with
a girl? So what you didn't ask?
With your girl now?
If she wanted to date other men?
Yeah.
I just don't understand how that's a committed relationship.
It's not committed. It's not committed if you want to see other people.
Can we date?
Well, I know married couples that are married and they have
they
the
swing,
understanding. No, they don't swing.
There's
a couple said, my boyfriend is what's keeping my marriage together.
And the husband knows about the boyfriend?
And the husband knows about the boyfriend.
But see, that's, I mean, the husband is a certain type of guy. So that's why I'm saying, and that's why I tell women when I date them, you might, sometimes I suggest being like that. Because right. I'm not that type of man.
You know, want all the girls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I just want a woman who just, that's all they need.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm enough to keep her happy.
You are enough to keep her happy.
So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, I can't be the husband and then have somebody else knocking their head off.
But you know what?
But some men cool with that, but I'm not.
So do you think that the man, if he's cool with that he just doesn't love her?
No, he doesn't have the energy to satisfy her, and he knows that.
Okay.
So he's allowing her to go out and get it. All men don't have it. I mean, some men got it, some people don't. That's why, if you're the husband, that means you got a good job. Okay, he has a good job, but he can't make love to her the way she wants. Stuff like that. And he knows that, but they not make good money.
So she's there for the money.
But she says she makes love, she goes with her boyfriend, and they have a great time, and then she comes home and makes love to her husband. Not the same day, maybe, but it stimulates her to love her husband more when she's out being excited about her husband.
I'm going to wonder why she's still married, though.
That's what I said. But she because
of stability. You can't go out to the boyfriend don't give us the but he just give
and
her
stress.
He just give her a shot.
Yeah, the boyfriend releases the stress from her everyday life with kids.
That's her escape.
Exactly what she said.
She escaped.
That's her escape.
So people need to escape their marriage.
Some people do.
Whoa.
A lot of people are constrained. A lot of people do need to escape.
If the day comes, you need to escape. Here you go. Let me go on and sign for you real quick. Skate on out the door. Like my sister say, beat your feet.
Beat your feet. Go ahead. Bye-bye.
Oh, look.
Bye-bye.
I don't even know. Like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Escape.
Oh, my goodness.
They got a present. Go ahead. Go. You ready to go.
Y'all done messed me up?
That's the way it is.
But you know what? Honey Water Hellfire, this is a no judgment zone, you guys. We just want y'all to know. We talk about everything. We talk about things that y'all don't talk about. Mm-hmm. We talk about things that Sister P and K and all those people in the church don't talk about, but doing it and have lived it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or you can't go to your pastor or your first lady or, you know, and just have these conversations. So that's what we're doing.
We're going to talk about all the uncomfortable
conversations. All the uncomfortable stuff.
Uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whether you're married, you know, or if you're single, whatever, I mean, the key is just understanding the power of the woman, you know, and that's what I think even a woman needs to understand, too, is her power.
And you're right,
So understand the power, because, you know, a lot of issues come into to play even in relationships is because the woman always wants to help the man, but she gets frustrated. When he say, I got it, and he don't allow her to help him.
Yeah,
and that's what frustrated me because she's sitting there, she sees the work needs to be done, and she's like, wait, I can help you. He's been so conditioned
to do things
until he blocks it out, and then it's kind of like watching him about to go off the cliff.
And he don't want to help.
And he's like, baby, about to go off the cliff. I got it, babe, I got it. So she's not going to go off the cliff with him.
Yeah.
But one lady this, and she did say, you know, because it was her and her husband was there at my office, and we had this discussion about it. But she said, no, I'm not going to go off the cliff with him, but I will go down and catch him.
Okay. Now, I agree with that.
Catching.
Yeah, catching. But you're right. A lot of men do not want women to help them. And we're steady watching, you know, baby, that's not it. That's not the way. And they feel like they got it.
And then they don't.
And then we get into
an argument.
Right.
Because you want to help.
Because I want to help you.
Yeah.
You need my help.
But I'm a man. I got this. Right. And then you walk over there and you ain't got it.
Right. You don't end up failing or losing.
Yeah. What's so crazy is.
Yeah. They won't take the help.
You get tired of it.
They won't take the help.
And then all of a sudden it's over.
Right.
Only because he won't allow you to help.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's
see, that's what I'm saying. Help. So that's the bottom line with the whole relationship thing. I mean, if you're single or married or whatever, it's like, allow the woman to help you. And,
yeah.
And for me, you know, after I figured that part out, I mean, you know.
You good.
Or at least listen to me, listen to what I'm trying to help you with.
I tell my married guys this, I said, you know, I don't know if you can, you know, say the word on here, but I tell them, you the bitch. You know,
right.
I mean, I tell the guys that when you realize you're the bitch. And I use that.
It's a lot of
I use the B word because, you know, one thing about a man, he don't like being called that word.
Right.
So
it kinda, I don't like being called that
word. Right, right. But it gets people's attention.
It definitely
so,
does.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Here? I'm just saying, dude, you know, if you think you run your house, you know.
You don't.
You really don't.
But a lot of men do because the women allow them to think that.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, but they don't. But they really don't. Do. And y'all know, ladies, y'all know, they don't run
a house. They don't run a house. We just let
but y'all make them, y'all allow them to think that.
And that's we the should, thing. Though. We should allow
why them should to you think do that if you know it's handicapping?
Well, I don't really think it's handicapping.
It is. When you say to them, you the man and you know they're not the man. But when you get upset with them, you tell them.
So we're not honest with them, right?
So
you
can't
be brutally.
I tell them what I'm being telling the truth. Don't tell me I'm the only one making you feel like this.
And you know how you don't.
I'm you know like, I know, you know.
You
have
been down there.
So tell me the truth.
Tell me the ugly truth.
And I become the man you want me to be. You just tell me the truth.
Right. Yeah, I think maybe.
And at least you're willing to become that man, though, that you want to be.
Yeah.
But not every man's mind is open and
like yours.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but see, I prayed for maturity a long time ago because I realized after I had the money and all that stuff, I realized it was like, dang, I need to be able to something. I need to have something.
Some substance
where I can have a conversation with my children.
Right.
And help them.
Yeah.
Instead of just buying stuff.
Yeah. Right. Because we learned that.
I was buying my kids stuff.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I'm so busy buying them stuff and shit.
I don't even know.
I can't sit down and have a conversation with my kids.
Right.
So now I can have a conversation. I got two daughters, and I talk to them about
baby. And how old are your daughters?
23 is my youngest, and 28 is old.
Okay, so they need you right now.
So I talked to them about
baby. Men and dating.
I was able to have that conversation. Right. Like, hey, baby girl, you know.
But
blah, blah,
blah. What if you... one of your daughters was taking care of a man.
I mean...
how would you feel about that as a man?
They're not conditioned like that.
They're not?
Yeah.
No problem.
But it's always like their one.
That's because they didn't see they see their daddy, so... they look for a man that's like their dad.
Yeah, and that's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So if you got a dad that's a hustler, whatever, right. You know... one thing to me is, you know... boy toy, when I was doing that, I didn't know I was a boy.
Right.
I was just minding my business and like, hey, you want to go on a
trip? This is fine.
I'm like, oh, okay. One new motorcycle, one new Harley Davidson.
But look, when you're 49 and commit to a marriage and you know the responsibility and you still want to be a boy toy.
No, you can't be. You don't have no value there.
That's a problem.
Because your stamina is not the same. You know, your stamina is not, you know.
Because there are a lot of guys that are doing that. They're marrying up to, and basically they're going to be a boy toy.
At 49.
At 49, 50.
Right.
Yeah.
But my thing about it is like, I mean, I've been thinking, because I ask females this question, can you see that's what he is when you meet him?
You know,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah. There are signs and there are things, and you just have to use wisdom, because let me tell you something. Some of them, they can be so smooth. And they come in and they'll do everything just right.
Sweet, you know,
they're giving you all of that. You know, and then they bait you in, and when they get you, then they just get comfortable by it. And all of a sudden, work don't work.
Well, they don't have work. They don't even have jobs.
You got to realize they use all their resources
to get you,
trying to impress you.
And then it's over.
Because all the resources are gone.
That's just the introduction.
So that's when the pressure kicks in.
You're right.
And you can tell they're under pressure, and then you go into a mode
of,
baby, you all right? What you need?
Let me try to help you. Let me make sure.
But when you done went to a hole, just trying to
And then after we get over there, let me help you, let me fix you, now we like, get out.
But y'all thinking it's going to
change.
We wanted to change.
We wanted to change. We wanted to change.
Well, I had the beginning, you're going to come back, but like, now you can suck that.
I did the resume. I did the application for you.
So how long do you think a woman should wait till he gets back, get back on his feet?
A year.
1 year.
No.
No?
Longer or shorter?
I mean, ain't no get back on no... I mean, every man should have a skill by now.
Right.
If you're over 40 and you don't have no skill to where you can go out and make some money...
That's a problem.
If you out there filling out applications...
Yeah. At the point.
And you don't have a skill to where you're valuable to a company, then I mean that's not gonna happen overnight.
Yeah, no.
You're gonna end up gone
sleeping
offshore for about 2 months or three.
Yeah, I'll take that.
A lot of women do take that.
Yeah, go overseas and work.
That's not a lot of badges last
though. Yeah, let me miss you.
Coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
And my point about it is, I mean, why is that? Why is it that females, they prefer a man to be
gone.
Cause I know they prefer to be gone as long as the check coming home. It goes back to the old days. That's my point. All they want, all they care about is
the stability.
The stability, the security, the home is straight, take care of the home, and making sure they got enough to take care of the home.
And I think, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, I kind of went into a place, and I was just really trying to be honest with myself. My husband, this is another show, y'all, but my husband drove trucks. And when marriages are stressed, when it was stressed, I needed him to go.
Right.
You take a job? Yeah, but can you take a job out of town? I need to miss you. Like, go away. Just go away.
You know what I mean? You can't be around. You can't be like up under somebody and y'all stressed out about money. How y'all gonna enjoy yourself?
You can.
When you're in the bills
are paid.
Because a woman is stimulated by being taken care of. You know what I mean? That stimulates a woman. Whether y'all know that or not.
But guess what? If you never go into those areas, and see, that's what I'm saying. I never go into those areas to where
you get to that point.
Because
you're a good man then.
Because it goes, it kind of says, oh, I pick and choose. I mean, like I tell them up front. I say, well, it seems like you're this type of, these are your expectations.
And I can't do
that. And I'm going to tell you something, I can't meet these expectations because it is women out there who don't have those same expectations.
Yeah, I'm going to find them. But that's a good point. Right. Because why don't men say, you know what?
I can't afford you.
Okay, if a woman did
it's
come,
the ego.
If a man did come to you and say that, you're not gonna be like, no, because it's not gonna be, because every time I do it, they like, no.
I don't need me.
If a man come to you and you really like him, and you really like spending time with him, so like that, and he come to you and say, you know what, I don't think I can afford you. And then what you gonna be like, no, because if you really like him, I'm talking about some real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk
gonna be like,
well,
you're gonna be
say,
like,
I can't like you that much.
I've done that.
Yeah,
that's not real though.
But look, every woman been paid for something.
Right. We
got
paid for something.
That's real talk.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to give him 1 year.
1 year.
1 year.
To get it together.
Because I feel like I can't go into a relationship.
But if he ain't got no skills.
And you ain't got, you can't put
my eyes on me.
He can go get a job at Walmart. Just go get a job.
But if you just depend on him,
have something.
Yeah.
Because right now, it definitely takes two.
You got to change your model.
To have a great lifestyle.
I have to change my model.
Change the model, bro. Because you got to change your model. You got to make the man, if you know you're doing something like that or whatever. I mean, right now, we have to change the model, though, because it really is not working.
It's not.
It's two people, that's single and
not working out relationships.
And having expectations. But it's like, I know some women that got like businesses and stuff like that. If you got a man to come in and say, hey, I come in and
manage
your barbershop for you and come in with that type of state of mind to help you with your business.
Yeah.
Because every wealthy family I know is husband and wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every
and they help each
wealthy,
true.
Wealthy family.
Yes, that's
true. Husband and wife got their heads together in the business.
Yeah.
And so you know, on that point, I mean, I believe people put their heads together
and make it happen.
And work together, but you know, I think they should realize that too. But everybody got expectations. You know, you got expectations of, hey, I think the man to pay all my bills, I don't think to do this. It's men out there that will do that.
Yeah, you're right.
But have your demographics. Right. Don't get with a brother, and that's not what he do. And be like,
then be mad because he can't do it.
Right.
Yeah, you
know, he can't do it. Told you
from the beginning.
Yeah, because I know, man, that's what they do.
Yeah. They do. They
gonna pay the bills. They know they got that money aside for that.
Right.
But they not gonna have that other thing they want to want. But everybody got their own thing they value. Some people, they value the man gotta have a certain stuff. I'm comfortable with that. Forget all the compassion, having a friend, somebody I can talk to. They don't care about
just
that.
Just pay your bills.
Yeah,
that's what they think. Pay
your bills.
But I'm just saying, though, but y'all, I'm not paying for it.
I don't want me just to pay the bill. I'm a sucker for love.
Right.
I want to be in love.
I want both.
I want both. I can't have both.
I don't want one without the other. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah, I
want a man that loves me and provides.
But how are you going to start the process?
You got to start somewhere.
What do you mean start the process?
Man, it's a process. What are you talking about?
To build.
You want a man to take care of, first of all.
Yeah, to build.
Okay.
I a man that can
what's the
that
timeline? Okay, I can't ask you another question, but.
You can ask the question.
What's the timeline? What's the timeline on when you meet a person and you expect them to pay your bill?
Ooh, now that's a good question.
Ooh.
So that depends on for me.
Tell me your expectations.
The timeline where I expect a man to pay the bills and take care of me, I'm gonna give him a good 90 days. And on top of that, if I'm making love to you on a regular basis.
I mean, but y'all making love only because you both are getting something.
Yeah, we both are getting something out of
it. Not because you're saying, you know,
but if I see the relationship,
I'm gonna cater to that so I can get what I need.
I'm
talking about with the chemistry going on, the way it's a real chemistry. Not I'm putting the work in because of everybody who is. Some women do that. Not saying your situation, but I'm just saying, you know, some women be like,
okay,
I'm gonna go ahead and put my business with him because I, you know,
because
he's gonna have a day and he's
caught in. I mean, yeah.
So I'm just saying,
I mean, yeah.
But he don't know.
And those days, cars don't need to be paid. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's definitely gonna be somebody who I have a great chemistry with. It's definitely gonna be somebody who I feel like we're building a relationship with. And so if I feel like the relationship is going to the next level, or not, because if I'm still sleeping with you and it's not going to the next level, I still believe that I should be able to come to you and say, hey Bruce, hey baby. My car number.
So even though if you can pay it yourself, you feel like you shouldn't have to pay it yourself.
If I know you have it, you feel like
if you have a man, there's certain things you feel like you shouldn't have to do, even though you can't.
Well, for me, I can do me. Really, I do me.
I can do me.
Yeah, but I mean, I want the love and the, you know, mental connection. But I do want a man that can, if something were to happen to me, he can hold it down.
Right? No, I'm talking about just an expectation. You know how someone's going to have like an expectation? Because I'm in the house a lot, so I can have a couple of things all the time. And one thing they always say is like, they can do it, they feel like they shouldn't.
Because it is a man's role
to do
Genesis 3
to do
fall back
to be in
to take care of his wife.
Or his wife, or his girlfriend, or his lover, whatever you want.
So what are your expectations?
My expectations.
You should take care of what?
My needs, my wants. Well, give me what I want and most of the things. Give me what I need and most of the things I want. That's what I feel like. But like Holy Water said, I can well take care of myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if you're my man and we're
intimate,
you should be able to do it. Even if I can do it myself,
so
I want you to help me.
Right.
So, what's more money?
Just so if you're in a relationship with someone and you like him, everything is cooking, everything's cooking, y'all go out there, he take care of everything, stuff like that, that type of thing. He takes care of the moment, the things y'all
do. In that moment,
yeah.
I'm married.
You married the moment.
I married the moment.
But
not the bill.
I wasn't married to the bill. I married the moment.
Right. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. So get to the next level. But how do you?
It's work.
But no,
But see, that's why I don't say from a man perspective. It's like, how do you gauge? How y'all be like?
Here's the problem. Because at 40 and up, if you haven't already met that person and been working with this person to get to that point, and we're starting over at 45, then it's not going to happen for us. That's our reality. So it is not very many men who are 40 plus
that is single.
So then that just leaves it open to women dating men that are married and different things like that, because it's usually the married men, you know. So that's just our reality. You know, that's the reality of that.
And you're right. And only reason why I say that is because, you know, if you date a guy, you say 90 days, whatever, because from a man perspective, if I date this person and we stop dating, okay, I'm paying her bills for this. Okay, we're dating them, I meet a new woman, okay, I'm paying her bills.
Now you ain't paid all your savings up and
but
you.
But it's not.
I'm different women.
A man.
You're not growing,
he does
gaining
that
anything.
He wants
to build with
her. To build with her.
Yeah.
Right.
Not temporarily, so we have a potential like that. I mean,
and
I take time, I'll be like, damn, because I know for me, it's like out the gate, I'll be like, well, if that's your expectation right now, there's.
Honestly,
because there's a lot of women out there that don't have those expectations.
Oh yeah,
and that's what I tell women too. Because it's like, come on, here, I'm talking like that.
They on your level.
They
on your level.
This is how all women are, and I tell them, I say, no,
not all women.
You gotta realize that some people care about different things, and it's like, even for the man, he's like, if a man know, they got women out here just be happy with you, you know.
For who you
just
are.
To see you.
Yeah. And it's a lot of women.
And spend time with you.
Yeah.
Then it's putting pressure on the person. But if he wants to be with you, like if I see you and.
Right.
And we have each other. Yeah. I'm going to take care of this for you.
Right.
Because you doing
we're
this.
We're heading in some direction.
Right?
Not because you're getting
honey. The sex part, it's the part of like, okay, baby, I'm going to help you organize your day, whatever, what's your schedule like. You know what I'm saying? Boom. You refer me some clients, some photo jobs. Something like that, boom.
Working together.
Resources.
That's how,
so some
you
people
know,
just have resources and not the finances.
But once again, I come back to this and say, your expectations are very there's men out there that's what they want to do.
Right.
It's all about picking and choosing the right man.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
To where it's a perfect fit.
Right.
So now, once again, you guys, we want to go back and let you guys know that this podcast has been sponsored today by Bruce Bell Media, y'all. Bruce Bell Media. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Instagram. You can also call him at 713-524-2575. Also, Bruce Bell Foundation, located at Wesley Elementary. And I think you said they had to be students.
Right.
At that school,
yeah,
right?
That school.
Yeah, and you can find them on Facebook, you guys. So thank you for tuning in.
So we're going to end this podcast, guys. It was a pleasure, as always, speaking to you women and you men.
Yeah.
We love you all, and we'll see you next time. This is Hellfire.
And this is Holy Water.